Only 1 in 3 are worried about it at all before retirement.
Okay.
And once they get to retirement, over 90% of them say it's a big issue.
Wow. Okay.
So in other words, we're not planning ahead for this one thing.
Okay.
And, well, a lot of people aren't. I've been doing this for 25 years now, and I always make sure to educate pre-retirees about this. All right? You're curious what it is?
Absolutely.
It's spousal income.
Okay.
All right, so you're more worried about your income when you get to retirement. Then you say, well, what if I pass away first? What's going to happen to my spouse?
Right, right.
And this happens a lot of times when we reach the time where we're thinking about our retirement and we sit down maybe with a planner or at the company. Many times you just go into your company and you look at your 401k, or maybe if you're lucky enough to have a retirement plan, you say, well, how much can I get a month when I retire? That's
right.
What you want to know.
Absolutely.
You know, you look at Social Security. We do a lot of this too, Social Security planning. Make sure you take the right planning strategies and options with Social Security, how you can maximize the amount you get each year if you take the right step and kill yourself financially by taking the wrong step. But you can kill yourself worse by not planning for your spouse to get income when you retire, when you pass away, because a lot of times you'll get the maximum income for yourself. And, you know, it sounds good on paper, but if you pass away, your spouse gets nothing.
Oh, no. Wow.
You know, Sergeant Schultz should say nothing, right? So you get nothing. So, but you also could kill yourself financially by taking less to make sure your spouse gets a lesser amount when you pass away.
Wow. So there's a balance you have to achieve.
Well, it's a double whammy almost, because you take a max amount to make sure you have a good retirement for you and your spouse, because, you know, the check comes in, you and your spouse send it.
Right, right.
You pass away, zero comes in because you took the max option.
Yes.
Or you take an option that is reduced, and reduced a lot many times, and all it says that if you pass away first, your spouse continues to get that same amount.
Okay.
So nothing really changes. But what you've done is you've created financial suicide by not exploring a topic known as pension maximization.
Okay. Now,
pension
what
max
is this?
Because
you've mentioned this on the show before, so this has to be an important part of our planning process.
Well, it's an important part of a balanced retirement, Thomas.
Okay. So what is it?
Now, this needs to be done ideally before you select your retirement option. Okay. Not after, because many times once you select your retirement option, it's written in stone.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And so let's say, and let's go back to this, let's say you took a lesser option because you want your spouse to get that option, the payment for the rest of their life if you passed away too soon, right?
Right, right.
Okay, but let's say that your spouse passes away before you do.
Okay.
Many times you're still trapped in that lesser option.
Oh, no. Wow.
So you've taken a lesser payment to make sure the spouse was covered if you passed away too soon, and the spouse went ahead and passed away too soon.
Yes.
Left you with a lesser option forever.
That's tough.
There are a few plans that will automatically increase that, but many don't do that. So you're trapped in that amount. But here's a way to ensure that you don't have these worries.
Yes.
Okay. And also to ensure that your spouse has a tax free lump sum upon your death.
Very important.
Okay. So you can take the maximum option and you get the pension max. You basically get a specialized life insurance policy that will give your spouse either income for the rest of their life or a lump sum tax-free when you pass away. So that will enable you to take your max option, not have to take a reduced option. And let's say the spouse passes away before you do. Well, you can either keep the life insurance policy alive because it'll generate income for you as well as a long-term care benefit of the death benefit.
Oh, wow.
So you look at a $500,000 life insurance policy and then you have a long-term care event. You say, gosh, where am I going to get the money to pay for long-term care? Because I don't have any long-term care insurance. Most people don't.
Exactly.
Well, you could take some of your death benefit out while you're alive to pay for long-term care.
Can you really?
And it comes out tax-free.
Wow.
So that's pretty good, isn't it?
That is very. I'm sure a lot of people are wondering how they can get started on a process like this, too.
Well, Thomas, I guarantee you most people haven't heard about this. And, you know, because you get up to retirement, things go real fast, and you just select an option because everybody else is doing it.
Right.
And just because everybody else does it doesn't make it the right thing to do or the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Mom used to say, if everyone's jumping off a cliff, would you jump off with them? That's when I get in trouble, you know, throwing pine cones at each other.
Yeah.
And I said, Mom, everyone else was doing it. And, you know, that famous saying, if everyone else was jumping off the cliff, would you do it too? And then you'd have to poke your whip out and say no.
There you go.
Go to your room. All right. And so we just need to make sure that we get fully educated on what's available out there.
Absolutely.
Pension maximization strategies, because, again, only 1 in 3 are even worried about the spouse when they approach retirement. But once retirement comes and they realize what would happen to my spouse if I pass away because my income goes with me.
That's right. Yeah.
Over 90% then worry. So let's make sure to take the worry out of living and retirement. Let's get that pension optimization strategy, at least seen on paper, what it could do for you. Let's do it right now.
Absolutely. Folks, we're going to open up the phone lines. The number is 800-661-7383. Again, that's 800-661-7383. This is your chance to sit down with Coach Pete or a member of his team, go over spousal income and pension maximization. Make sure you are making the best choices possible, not only for yourself, but for your loved ones. Folks, that number again, 800-661-7383. Again, that's 800-661-7383. 73-83.
You know how I'm really not a big fan of statistics. They're overused, and then you get bogged down in all the details,
yeah,
right? But this is a big stat. I mean, it really is. Over 90% of people are worried about spousal income, which they should be.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Thomas, what I'm worried about is that maybe 7 or 8% that once they reach retirement aren't worried about the spouse.
For sure, yeah.
And if your spouse is one of those, you need to have a long talk with them.
Oh, no, oh, no.
And that's a Dr. Phil conversation, not a Coach Pete one.
Most certainly.
All right, so here's another one that blends into that statistic, though. 6 in 10 retirees incorrectly believe that Medicare will pay for long-term care service, okay?
Wow,
you know, Medicare is not a long-term care policy, and a lot of people believe that until it comes time to pay for that care, and they don't have any money.
Wow.
Again, you need to review your retirement plan because nothing destroys a retirement plan more quickly than a health issue.
Well, exactly. And if I go back to, you know, we referenced the statistic that 7 out of 10 Americans at some point are going to need long-term care insurance. So the fact that that 6 out of 10 believe that Medicare can pay for that, very dangerous.
And this was a report and study by the Retired Insured Institute. And Thomas, they surveyed Americans who've lived in retirement for several years and had at least $50,000 in investable assets when they retired.
Okay.
And overall, these retirees are doing quite well, but their stories and their judgments carry a cautionary tale for future generations, especially our Generation Xers, our baby boomers, and anybody, you know, anyone who's really serious about retirement needs to know that misconceptions can be a detriment to your retirement plan.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Think about that. I mean, you know, when you think that Medicare is going to cover your long-term care, or you're not really worried about your spouse for income when you reach retirement.
Well, and what's the shame about this, Coach, is all of it can be solved just by meeting with a financial advisor who has your best interests at heart. I mean, these really are just conversations that need to be had more than bad decisions that have been made. All right, so folks, the number to take advantage of this awesome opportunity to meet with John Kelly and the team at Kelly Financial Services, again, is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
And a lot of people are committing financial suicide, Thomas, by claiming their Social Security before age 65.
Wow.
Okay, 6 in 10 retirees file for Social Security prior to age 65. That's
right.
Before their full retirement age, which significantly reduces their monthly benefits. You know,
if you
wait to age 70, each year from 65 to 70, your amount would grow by 8%.
That's so, right. You've told me that.
So
huge benefit.
Don't
there.
Take that early unless you really need it. But a lot of people are doing that in the study. And so it's one thing to say this and talk about it on air, but it is interesting for me to see what people are really doing right and wrong.
Right.
And that's wrong.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing that because,
no,
again, if you can, leave that Social Security alone to age 70. Now, after age 70 is really no benefit for growth to leave it alone. Start taking some income from it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there are so many confusing stats out there. There's so many confusing issues in the financial world. I want to make an offer out to our great radio listeners. And we have people, Thomas, as you know, tens of people take advantage of this every single week.
They do.
And so we want to make sure to give this offer out to anyone who's listening. If you're one of the next 30 callers, we will custom design for you an easy to understand financial review. Now, keep in mind, this review will help you by indicating if you're in need of a full financial plan or not, and there's no cost or obligation for the next 30 callers. Now, if you're one of the next 30 callers, here's what you'll get. First, you're going to get a fee report. Now, we call this a forensic fee analysis, which helps you untangle what it's costing you to work with your current planner or advisor. We're also going to show you how to protect your investments and keep more of your money in your accounts. Just make sure you have the proper allocation of risk and safety. We call it red money and green money, and we diagram it for you because a lot of people don't understand, Thomas, how much money they have at risk.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with risk, but you have to know you have at risk the money, and you have to know what would happen if the money world went the wrong way. What would happen to your account?
That's right. Very important.
Sort of like watching a football game, and the guy fumbles, and all of a sudden the other team is running the other way with the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And that ball's your retirement. You want it going straight ahead, not backwards.
That's right.
We have to make sure we're doing the right thing.
That's right.
Now, we also, speaking of going backwards, we need to do a tactical tax analysis. Now, we do this for folks, and we can go back up to 3 years and even get your money back if you've overpaid. But the tactical tax analysis shows you how you could possibly reduce your taxes. Keep in mind, you reduce your taxes, you automatically increase your cash flow. That's take-home paid for you. Very important.
Yes.
And if you're making mistakes now, get them corrected so in the future you don't make these same mistakes over and over again. So that's why it's vitally important. And finally, this is the most important part of any financial plan. It turns it into a retirement plan, actually.
That's right.
We'll create for you a customized lifetime income plan. Now, this uses sensible strategies, proven and time-tested techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income plan.
Wow.
And make sure you have the right plan in place. Make sure you understand retirement income. It's called the money wheel of money, using bucket strategy planning, looking at your Social Security, making sure you're not paying too much in fees, reducing taxes will increase your income, also building up your emergency accounts how they should be. In short, we're going to help you by taking the guesswork out of the financial planning process just for you if you're one of the next 30 callers. Now, keep in mind, Thomas, our strategies work best for those of you out there with over $1 million saved for retirement.
That's
but
right.
We have never and never will kicked anyone out if they're serious about retirement planning. So if you've saved for retirement, we're going to help you get that money in the right place and get a right plan for you that you understand.
All right, so folks, the number to take advantage of this awesome opportunity to meet with John Kelly and the team at Kelly Financial Services, again, is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. All right, folks, stay tuned as we discuss many more topics on how to set yourself up for success in retirement when we come back.